Guelph, ERAMOSA. On the 5th day of December, one local Christmas tree farm believes it will hit its tree cutting limit within the week as the demand for live Christmas trees continues across Wellington County and into the GTA. When Evergreen Tree Farm opened for the holiday season on November 18, the family-owned and operated business never expected to run out of Christmas trees by the second week of December. Offering upwards of 1,500 trees annually depending on growing conditions, Evergreen currently has approximately 15,000 trees in various stages of growth on the property. "This year has been outstanding, it's been our best year yet," said co-owner Michelle Brueckelman. "This will be our final weekend before we sell out, of trees available for cutting." But while Brueckelman said it would seem there's been a renewed public interest in real Christmas trees, she's unsure it isn't just a shift in the market. Serving clientele in every age and stage of life, Brueckelman said they've had record-breaking numbers of people making the drive from Burlington, Hamilton, Milton and/or Mississauga to visit the farm this year. "Our takeaway from this year is we're going to push openings back. Simply because of the numbers," said Brueckelman. "We want to be able to make sure that we stay open right in the heart of the Christmas time. We don't want to sell out that early." This viewpoint is shared by Derek Elliott, owner of Elliott Farms, an Erin-based Christmas tree farm, who said it's the overall experience rather than a living tree that brings in customers from across the GTA. "People are looking to get out of the city and have a country experience again," said Elliott. "Most people come here and stay a couple hours. Getting the tree is just part of it." Experiences like that were how the Brueckelmans became Christmas tree farmers, making the trek 600 meters down the road every year for 6 years before taking over Evergreen when the previous owner retired. "In the 70s, everybody went and got their plastic tree," said Elliott. "Now, you know, particularly the younger generation is more. They're wanting to get back to natural trees." According to Brueckelman, one way that Evergreen is supplementing demand is by offering live, potable trees as well as bringing in pre-cut trees from another Ontario farm. "Typically between 3 to 5 feet tall with the pot, potted trees are often white or Norway spruces and can be brought inside for the holidays before they're planted in the backyard." A general tree farm before it converted to Christmas trees 10 years ago, Elliott said even with the demand steadily increasing, he doesn't anticipate running out of stock before December 23. "I don't know if it's cut out for every other family, but if you're willing to put in the hard work, I think it's hugely rewarding being a part of people's Christmas traditions," said Brueckelman. "We work all year long for a very short couple of weekends, but to see people come here, it is really truly magical feeling." Isabel Buckmaster is the local journalism initiative reporter for Guelph Today. LJI is a federally funded program. VISI.